Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Chicks Talking Footy again.
We're back.
It might be off season, but there is plenty happening off the field in AFL world. You're with Feeza, Breeza, and Moddy.
Hi, girls.
Chicks Hello, Talking Footy. Chicks. Feeza and Breeza.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
And Moddy.
Settle down.
Yeah. We've got a lot to talk about. The fixture came out last Thursday, which is the day after our show is normally on air.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be 6 days old, but that's just the way it is. So we're going to talk about the effects that's going to have on next year's season. We're going to talk about some of the delisted and free agents and the period that's coming up now, where they might find their new homes, or if they will find new homes.
Yeah, that's right.
Could they be homeless? We'll talk about the women's draft update. There's a bit going on with the women, and also the concept of the Twilight Grand Final's been discussed this week, so we'll get our opinions on all of that. If you have opinions on any of that, you can text us on 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. You can also follow us on Facebook, Chicks Talking Footy. And
the tweet machine?
What's the tweet machine? CTF Joy 94.9.
Yeah. Hang on, I'll look it up in the break.
Yeah. Janae set that up and she wants it to be very hard to find. She's actually at her sister's wedding this week. So
yeah, that's right.
Congratulations to Danae's wedding. And, of course, we've got our Bex over in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. And there seem to be a lot of posts on wine.
Yeah,
and that's about it.
Yeah.
Wine and what wine
which
I should order
goes
for
with
home.
Cup Day, which was yesterday.
It does.
Which
that's right.
I talk about a bit.
So there's a couple of posts about cheese.
Oh,
but they'll all be with us next week. Next week we've got the CEO of the Adelaide Crows Football
Club. Looking forward to that.
Andrew Fagan. So Bex probably getting
back
drunk just thinking about that.
Yep.
All right. So Moddy.
Yes.
Tell
footy.
Me the fixture got announced this week.
Well, sort of.
I've got my stats girls with me tonight. Molly and Bree love their stats.
Bree said before she's very happy with Richmond's fixture, and I sort of made me think. I don't know. Does it make a lot of difference to my enjoyment of watching my team when they play or not? And they sort of went, "Yeah, actually, it does. It really does.
Yeah.
I love the Saturday afternoons.
Well, remember
I'm a traditionalist.
Remember this year there was a lot of top teams playing bottom teams and a lot of 100-point blowouts.
Oh.
And I thought it makes football in general not that enjoyable. I think we've got that imbalance
going on
at parts of the season. So it does definitely affect things.
It does. Yeah, it sets up your season too. If you get a good run early, and
you lost Friday night games, Bree or Richmond?
We did.
We don't have
any of them next year. But that suits me because I'll get to enjoy my weekend.
You might actually get out
longer.
Of the house.
That's right.
I do find if my team plays on Friday night that I feel a bit at sea. After that, because then my team's
what am I
done. Yeah,
sort it sets of like the it, scene, doesn't it?
But it feels like, I've got to wait now 9 days.
Yeah. But you get some Thursday, a couple of Thursday night games.
Yeah, we do. We've got two Thursday nights to kick off the season. So Richmond and Carlton again got the opening game.
I think that's great. What do you think of Thursday nights?
I love Thursday nights. I'm a fan. Yeah. I much prefer Thursday over Monday.
It depends what time you need to go to bed now that I'm pregnant with a little hawkie. 9 o'clock's my bedtime, so the game goes, especially on a school night.
Well, hang on. No, when does the season start? Not till March.
Not until I'm up all night breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Actually, the baby's due in March, so that's not very considerate. 8 days after my 40th. Only three games will be played at the MCG on a Friday night this season.
You're kidding.
No, yeah, I saw that. That's weird, isn't it?
Why?
Moved them to Etihad because this week the AFL officially became the owners of Etihad.
I wonder what there'll be very obvious differences at Etihad to the supporters.
It's Etihad, the SCG, Domain, Adelaide Oval, Manuka Oval and Simmons Stadium where all the games are going to
play. It's not Manuka Honey.
Not Monica Honey, which is good for bronchitis, apparently.
Monica.
But yeah, so that's an interesting one. How many games? There was something there. Yeah, 46 matches to be played at Etihad this year, because at the AFL have now owning it. So I'm hoping that the hot dogs are a bit cheaper.
Well, they better changed it at food. The G, didn't they? So I hope they do
well,
the same.
Well, I mean, this year Richmond played 13 Friday night games. They weren't all
You're
their
kidding.
Home games, but we had 13 Friday night games. So now next year we've got no Friday night games. So
feast or famine
so
for you
instant,
guys.
That's an instant loss of MCG games on a Friday night for MCG.
I wonder when the AFL are going to announce what how they pay the clubs now at Etihad.
Yeah.
You know their deals apparently rubbish. I don't know precisely what they are, but they now that the AFL own it, apparently it's going to be more favourable to them. So like the Bulldogs and North and the people that play Essendon, I guess, and St Kilda, they're sort of home at Etihad. I don't know. I wonder if they do announce it.
Yeah. Hopefully, it's got to improve.
Collingwood and Carlton are only going to be playing once this year. So on May the 6th, they play the Collingwood's 125th anniversary celebrations.
Well, I'm just making a call on the Who Cares Cup early. Carlton, Collingwood.
Love it. Melbourne's going to be playing quite a few away games this year in the Northern Territory, Tasmania, South Australia, Western Australia and Canberra.
Wow.
And what about Shanghai?
Oh, yeah. Is that Port Adelaide?
It's Port and it's... Is
Suns.
It Suns, is
yep.
it?
Yeah. Port Adelaide and the
Weird.
Suns in Shanghai. Weird, yeah.
Can anyone explain
Well, they want to
why?
They want to expand the market to China.
But to what end? Like, what are they hoping to achieve? To get players?
I think
or
sponsorship. Dollars.
Yes.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Dockers aren't playing in the Northern Territory or Tasmania this year, so a little bit less travel for them. I think that's good news.
Yep.
AFL women's football, we'll talk about that a bit more in a moment, but the fixture's meant to be announced sometime in a vague time next week. There's no date.
It's
no.
So yeah, we'll talk about that in just a moment. But so there's a lot of changes that the fixtures had on the game, I think, and the way that we watch it next year, which is.
And what are the times in the day? So they'll be starting. There's 2 o'clock matches. There's let's just say Victoria for the time being, East Coast. So there's 2 o'clock matches. There's 4 o'clock, so twilights. Then there's 7 o'clocks, and then all the other ones are on the sort of like. So you can basically just back-to-back footy, couldn't you? You could watch 3 matches in a night.
Oh,
a day.
Easily, and that's how they structure it for the broadcasting. So one match goes into the other.
Yeah, they
into
bleed
the other.
Into the other. Yeah. Which means that people like us don't get a life.
No, because we're normally at the pub.
No, I get to watch my team at home, but other random teams, no. Unless my partner is out or something, I would never make her sit through that.
Yeah, Renee's like, why would you watch a game that Hawthorn's not in? And I'm like, but sometimes it affects the result of what Hawthorn's doing, And I just like footy.
Well, next
That's
year,
right. I like watching all of it.
We'll pick a central venue, and when our partners have had enough of our footy love, we'll go to venue X
cinema,
and we'll watch whatever.
Yeah, a cinema room in the back of the house. So delisted free agents.
Yes.
Quite a few, bit of that going on this week.
Yep.
Some of them obviously won't find homes.
They all can't find homes, can they?
Yeah, that's right. But a couple of key delisted players. Michael Barlow from Fremantle. I was actually surprised by that.
Well, I noticed Danae posted that the players at your club that everyone loves. She said that Barlow is the dude at Fremantle that everyone loves, and so he's going to be a real loss on that on that level. Sounds like he's sort of the
premiership,
heart.
Premiership player or played in a grand final, I think.
And you lose, and you've lost Pavlich as well, say. So you've got these two heart and soul players leave the team. I wonder which is similar to what's happened at Hawthorn, I guess.
Yeah, well, there's a few delisted Hawthorn players, that's for sure. But, Fremantle picked up some good players too. They picked up Bradley Hill.
They did.
Kirsten from Geelong, Joel Hamling from the Bulldogs.
They were so active, weren't they? They were so
active
in trade.
Yeah,
they had a
big trade period.
Yeah, they did have a big trade period.
So I think they've picked up some good talent in all of that. Mitch Brown.
I don't know enough about him, to be honest.
West Coast.
Well, I think Collingwood were rumoured to be interested in Mitch because Collingwood have lost their back line.
They sure have.
Brown went to the Saints.
And that's because... he was pushed out.
Yeah, that's right. Marsh, their young key defender wants to go back home to
and
WA.
And Frost is gone.
Frost is gone. Yep. So he might be a candidate for Collingwood backline.
It just feels to me there's been a massive amount of player movement this year. More, it feels like much more than previous seasons. Do you guys get that feeling?
Yeah, and just the way it's been done this season. Like, I mean, Hawthorn obviously were probably in the spotlight a little bit during the trade period with Mitchell and Lewis leaving, and then with delisting, it was like Litherland's gone. Spangers. Fitzpatrick's gone. I mean, he only played a couple of games this season, admittedly.
But he's a, you know, he's tall, he's a big forward ruckman that could be a new.
But Vickery places Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, well, that's right.
That's why
we paid through the nose for that one.
That's right.
Richmond, have you lost? You got any delisted players that are of interest?
No, well, that we're interested in or that have been delisted?
That have been delisted. I think there was it Matt Day?
No, he was one of Essendon's top-up players.
Yeah, so he was Richmond prior to
that.
Prior to that, but he'll go. They're going to sign him up. They're
sounds like sign, it.
Yeah.
And James Kelly.
And James Kelly.
And so James Kelly's only 32. So he was, he left Geelong or was, you know, shafted at the age of 31. It's very young to be being told to leave football, isn't it?
Yeah, these days. Actually, the other interesting player is Xavier Richards.
Yes, he's Richmond to pick him up.
Yeah, he's well, they've lost all the Richards this season in Sydney, haven't they? So he'll be an interesting pickup for someone.
Yeah.
Carlton are looking at him, I think, as well.
Yeah,
so
a lot happening
on that scene. We've got a bit more to talk about with the women's football and a couple of announcements about some big games coming up next year as well. We're also going to talk a bit about the Melbourne Cup. And Oakes Day,
the
that
GGs.
Was on, there's a lot going on with the women in Melbourne Cup this year. So we'll talk about that after a few small announcements here on Chicks Talking Footy, Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Motti. You're listening to me on Chicks Talking Footy.
Oh, thank you for that surprise.
That was recorded at the Pride game last year. We were being a bit silly with Dee. She was going around doing all the, you know, recording all the people doing, and then Motti got on, so I've been waiting to play that. I don't think we've been quite on
it. No, we haven't.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Monty. You're listening to me on Chicks Talking Footy.
Just tell it how it is. You know?
We've also had one of our other chicks message in, Beck from New Zealand. Sounding great all the way from New Zealand. Nothing to do with the wine I've drunk. Have a great show, chicks. Hope you are having a great time, Beck, because we'll get you working to the bone as soon as you get back. And, of course, hello to Rachel, our other chick. She's in Pasco Vale. Got New Zealand,
sound as
New Zealand, Sydney,
New Zealand
and Pasco Vale.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So, Bree,
yeah.
What's happening with the women's league at the moment? Anything interesting?
Yeah, well, a few teams are filling up their free agent spots. So they're finalising their list. So there's been a few announcements from teams this week about signing some free agents. So that's all very exciting.
Is there a date that you know, that they have to lock their teams off by? I'm sure there is.
I'm sure there is.
Excuse
I don't have it. Yeah, I don't have it in front of me.
We were talking about this, weren't we? The vagueness on some of the dates going on around. Yeah. You know, when the fixture is meant to be announced sometime in November, but what date is that? You know, when do we
and
actually?
And their pre-season's meant to start in November.
They must. I mean, they must be training already. It is. It's a bit. I don't know. It's a bit shrouded in some sort of secrecy. I hope it's intentional.
It's on a private email server.
Yeah, Mr. Wiener's.
Yeah, Mr. Wiener keeps showing his wiener.
I watched that documentary the other night. Not that it's got anything to do with chicks or footy. Or some, maybe has got something to do with chicks.
It's a loose connection.
Gosh, that is. He's an unusual man.
Yes.
Anyway, that's not what we're talking
someone
about.
Someone you don't want on your team.
No, you do not. But I want to find out. These are the things that I would love to know about the women's league. Like, fixture, obviously. When does it start? Where are they playing? Do they charge to go? Do you get charged to go in? Do you, what else?
The
telecast?
And
memberships?
Some of the clubs have already launched their inaugural women's memberships, like Beck's got hers for the Crows.
Yeah.
But then some of the other teams haven't.
And Danae's bought hers for the
Dockers.
Have you guys decided who you're supporting?
Well, we're talking about that. Rachel and I probably feel the same. I don't know, I don't think I could barrack for one particular team. I'd love to go to as many games next year as possible. I said this on the show a couple of weeks ago, but I'll probably sponsor their boots because the AFL aren't paying for their boots.
You're kidding me.
Right. Yeah, there was a big hashtag going around with put out your boots or... something like that. So let's all...
I'm on the Blues bandwagon.
Blues.
I'm
Bulldogs. I've already got the scarf. But I remember at the women's league game at the Witten Oval, I bought the scarf and popped it around my neck, and Fee just looked at me. You looked at me with daggers, like you were shocked.
Even at the Pride game, we had to wear the St Kilda, with the rainbow stuff on for part of the broadcast. I felt a bit violated by it.
Like, really?
Just wearing another team's colours, it's a bit weird.
Well, I don't have a choice. No, I mean, because I support Essendon and they're not in the league, so... I chose someone else from out west.
I love putting on my Swanee's hat. I'm a tiger swan. Did Fee tell you I've invented a new species?
No.
I've invented the tiger swans, and I want to just say hello to all my tiger swan members out there.
All three of them.
Are there any?
Yes, there are.
There's three altogether. What Bree said on Grand Final Day, she was dressed in all the Sydney colours.
Yeah.
And I said, Bree, what's going on here? I didn't compute. And she goes, no, I'm a tiger swan. And I said, I'm inventing a new species. And I said, it would be extinct as soon as you die. Like, there's just no one else. No one else out there. Now, the other exciting thing this week, the Pride game was announced.
Yes.
So exciting.
Yeah.
What date is it? July the 20th?
22nd.
In round 18.
Yep.
So it's actually going to be played up in Sydney.
Mm.
And I have word that we are putting in for some sponsorship to send us all up, the Chicks Talking Footy team.
Oh, we deserve it.
We do.
Definitely.
Chicks Talking Footy on excursion.
On excursion. That's a big excursion.
It's a batten down the hatches.
Yeah. I'll bring my little hawkey with me. And
of course.
Yeah. We'll be interviewing people up there and hopefully part of the broadcast because we had such a great time this year.
Well, perhaps that lovely Brett Kirk again.
Yeah.
I was quite taken with him.
You nearly swapped out to swap teams there, didn't you, Motti?
Yeah, no. Well, no, not that good. Not but he was just so lovely. So, and so giving, like Matt Finnis was from the Saints and stuff. It was a fantastic day that we got to be part of.
It's something I'll never forget. It was just such a privilege to be part of. So that's what's going to happen again next year. So we'll talk about that as it comes apparent. Quickly, the Melbourne Cup was yesterday.
It was.
So there's a link between where AFL met Melbourne Cup this time.
There is. Did you? Yeah. So the trainer of the winning horse Elmandon is a guy by the name of Robert Hickmott, who played two games for Melbourne.
There you go. Bang.
Bang. Yeah, fun fact.
I think, there you go.
Any other connections, but there's one.
But this is his second time training. He's his second winner. He got Green Moon a few years ago. But I thought that's pretty interesting, isn't it? Two games, obviously, was good, but not good enough.
He's a better horse trainer than he is.
Yeah, they said, what is it? What's that thing? For a footballer, he makes a great horse trainer.
Yeah. Which is probably not what you once said if you're trying to be an AFL player, is it?
No. So I've managed to find also, a link between last year's winner and this year's winner. You know how Michelle Payne didn't win? She was the jockey last year and she didn't get a ride this year.
Yeah, she was injured, wasn't she?
Injured / not engaged for a ride.
Right.
There's some... undercurrent about her and her popularity within the industry.
Oh, okay.
Which is, a bit unfortunate. But the winning jockey this year was her brother-in-law. He's married to her older sister, Kathy Payne.
Yes, who's due.
Yeah, who was watching the race, hoping that she didn't get too overexcited because the baby's due in about 4 days or something.
So on Monday.
Still kept it in that family zone like that.
Guy Waterhouse again featured.
Yeah, she did. She won she trained three winners of 10 races, which I think is pretty impressive.
It's phenomenal,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. So race 1 and 2 of the day, so you'd be up and about, wouldn't you? Be feeling pretty confident if you trained those two, but not so well in the cup herself, but I think she got race 8 or something like that as well. But she's she's part of a dynasty, with her father and her son. And, they're all involved in racing in some way, shape or form. But like the Cummings family that you would recall, Bart is probably the most known of it. But
he's got a statue of him
at
Flemington, doesn't he?
He does, the Cups King. His grandson, James Cummings, trained the Derby winner on Saturday. That's the fourth generation of Cummings men to train a Derby winner.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
A fourth generation that does anything.
Yeah. So great-grandfather was, you know, in 1948, Comic Court, and then Bart did five, and then Anthony's done one, and then now James, the youngest of the lot. But he said a really funny thing. He said he had to sit down with his wife's grandfather to talk him, because they obviously own it. His wife's family own it. He had to sit down with the grandfather on the Monday and convince him to let him put the horse in the Derby. And he had to, and he finally relented and said, "Oh yes, okay, you can run it." And there you go.
Yeah,
and
then
it wins.
And Oaks Day's tomorrow, so you're doing anything for Ladies' Day?
Well, I'm going to go to work, but I think I might have a late lunch and get up to the TAB.
Yeah, some workplaces they do a special
Ladies' Day.
I've heard. I'm self-employed, so I've got no idea. But
you could be like the tiger swan.
I'll just put out a platter and wear my dress.
Put your heels on and your fascinator.
And then fall over on my face.
Yes. Yeah.
No, I won't be doing anything. I might have a little look at it, but yeah.
You might have a little flutter.
No.
There's nothing.
No.
We were at the same Melbourne Cup party, Bri and I.
Yes,
and,
fun.
We do a sweeps thing, so you cut the numbers out of the newspaper, and it's good because I'm not into horse racing, so it's a good way to get involved and keep
and have an interest in the 3 minutes. Yeah,
that's right. So, I think I won a total of $6.
That's good. Well,
take away my losses and gains.
Better than.
And then my partner took all my money and bet on the next two races. So
and won.
Well, she did actually. So lucky.
That's good. Well done, her.
Yes. All right. In a moment, we'll wrap up the show and we'll pass it on to the boys at Hide and Seek, which will have much more of an adult-only theme here on Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Jason Ball, and you're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
With Fiza, Breeza and Moddy this week. our other girls are in Sydney, New Zealand and Pasco Vale, respectively. So one thing we haven't talked about tonight is the Twilight Grand Final being discussed this week. What do we think, girls? Do you like the idea?
I quite like it as a time to watch football. I don't mind. I think it probably affects the players. But for me personally, just selfishly, I'm okay with it.
Yeah,
Bree?
Yeah, I mean, I like it. I think it makes sense. I think for entertainment purposes, I mean, the entertainment of the AFL Grand Final this year, no one watches it.
What do you mean, the pre-game stuff?
The pre-game stuff. They could do a bit more, like at halftime, because it's kind of going into dusk.
Mm.
I just think visually, as a spectacle, a Twilight Grand Final makes sense.
Fee, what do you think?
I guess it's funny, you know. I've been watching grand finals obviously all my life, so I'm used to it being at the 2:30 time slot, and yeah, it would be an adjustment for me to watch it at the twilight. But hey, nothing sacred in football these days, is it?
No.
I remember listening to a player who said, "Oh, I would find it really difficult because it would give me too much time in the day before the match, and they didn't know what to do with it themselves and stuff." He was saying it was going to affect him.
Be drunk before the game starts.
Sleep again, watching another, you know, episode of How I Met Your Mother or something.
Now, I just got a message from Betty. She's given us, because I think it's stats night, isn't it?
It is.
Betty's onto the stats. She's given us the delisted free agent period date. So it begins November the 1st, so yesterday. Closes Tuesday the 8th. So next week, the free agency period 2, November the 10th, closes November the 18th. But it completely closes on the 27th of November.
So does that mean that's when all the delistings have to be done, or is that picking them up as well?
Yeah, it seems like there's three rounds of free agency period, and then the club list lodgement finally is on November the 30th.
Okay.
Yep.
So we'll keep you up to date with everything that's going on.
Because that would incorporate the draft too after the November.
The draft's lodgement. Isn't the draft the 28th or something like that?
Yeah, so your draftees would finalise your list lodgement ahead of the 30th.
Should we watch it together, Bree?
We love the draft. We do.
Take the day off work.
Yeah, I think we should.
Maybe we should watch an election.
Yeah, it's being held in Sydney this year, isn't it? Maybe we should go.
We'll get some sponsorship and we'll go up to the draft.
People love flying us to Sydney, let's face it.
Yeah.
The more the merrier, for sure.
So one thing you're looking forward to, very quickly, 10 seconds.
For next year.
Next year.
I'm looking forward to watching my team and thinking that maybe they could win.
Well, you've got your players back in the Bombers, don't you?
Recruits in new colours. Prestia Caddy.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to learning my team's names.
Excellent.
And learning how to not cry.
Not cry.
When you're watching
it's
Mitchell.
It's going to be really sad watching you know, certain players just not be there, which we didn't get to say goodbye to. We're going to have to wrap it up now for Chicks Talking Footy. I'm going to hand it over to the lovely gents from Hide and Seek, who will be talking about sex, relationships and all sorts of things. But stay in touch on Facebook and Twitter. We love to hear from you during the week as well. See you next week. Footy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.